Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jeff Stevens from CrazyDadLife.com. And if you don't know what that is the website dedicated to busy parents, just like you, just like me, balancing our family, our career, but we're also building this incredible thing on the side online in our off hours. And what this is a special audio sequence of short form content that I'm doing just in the 12 days leading up to Christmas. And what will happen is each day leading up to Christmas, over these 12 days, I'm hitting you up with these new episodes of little chunks of information that are quick hitting, valuable, easy to consume, and definitely actionable. My intent is to give you the value right inside your Twitter feed, so you don't have to go out and download an entire episode or spend 45 minutes, 30 minutes listening and trying to pick out the golden nuggets from the content. So you get the content delivered right to your feed, and you can listen to it right there and get the information. So far, I've covered quite a few topics. You know, I'm down to day 8. I've covered domain name tips, podcast promotion, powerful words you need on your online platform, and the often forgotten LinkedIn. And today, I'm going to get into likes, good old likes. So following along with the song, we're on the 8th day, and the 8th day in the song is 8 Maids a Milking. And since I talk about online business and social media, I'm switching it up to 8 Made for Liking. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through 8 reasons why your content will be liked or make it at least more likable. So number 1, it should provide value to the reader. And this is the golden rule. This is the one that this stands above all others. If you provide value to the reader, then it's very likely that someone is going to like that content. Number 2, it stands out from the crowd. Let's face it, I mean, the online space is extremely busy, it's extremely noisy as well. So you have to find a way to stand out from the crowd. So if your content is good and it stands out from the crowd, it's much more likely to be liked. It contains more than just a simple sentence. You can't just post one sentence unless you have really profound sentences. You want to show some level of intellectual insight, and you need more than one sentence usually to do that. Number 4, it shows your personality. People want to get to know you. They want to understand you. They want to connect with you. So posting something that shows your personality will allow people to really connect with you. So look to add your personality to all your posts. It recognizes other. That's number 5. It recognizes others. And this is huge. You know, share other people's content. This is a community. It's not all about yourself and what you have going on and what you want to provide to others. That's a great thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of people out there providing great content. It would be good for you to recognize other people as well. Number 6, it provides actionable advice to real problems people are facing. People go online not only to browse and to waste time, but also to find a resolution to problems that they're facing in their lives. So if you're providing actionable advice, things that they can actively go out and do, that's huge. Number 7, it is your opinion. Again, people want to connect with you as a person. They don't want you to just spout off the common approach to anything. You know, they want to hear what your opinion is. They want to know your insight, your experience, what you're bringing to the table. So go ahead and voice your opinion. And number 8, it embraces and promotes positivity. There's way too much negativity online. There's way too many people hiding behind the keyboard just saying whatever ridiculous things they can say. Embrace and promote positivity, and it will reflect back on you as well. And you'll probably get the same sort of reaction from the people that actually consume it and like it. And just, you know, always taking the positive road seems to be a good policy. Now, make sure you're on the lookout for tomorrow's content. If you are listening in Twitter or in Facebook at this time, you can obviously follow me at Crazy Dad Life, and you'll get it right in your stream. Or if you're on Facebook, if you go over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/crazydadlife, you can like the page there and you'll get the content as well. And of course, if you're in your podcast player, iTunes or Stitcher, et cetera, you can just subscribe to the show and you'll be all good. And if you are trying to do something and build something amazing online in your off hours, you know, you're grinding at night trying to build something, I'd love to have you over at crazydadlife.com. Just head over to crazydadlife.com. There's a little sign up. You can join the community. You'll get a free copy of 8 free tools that I use every day in my life to manage my daily insanity as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as a professional still with a full-time gig, there's a lot of insanity that ensues, and having these tools, especially when they're free, is just a lifesaver. So as I close out, as always, with your family, with your career, and with your side hustle, I want you to stay engaged and definitely stay thirsty.